Controversy in Mexico over claims drug lords enjoyed TV starlets as escorts. By Ildefonso Ortiz on October 12, 2023. Drug lords in Mexico have been paying tens of thousands of dollars to sleep with big-name TV and soap opera stars. The allegations and details outlined in a new book sparked controversy. Several of the named starlets denied the allegations and threatened legal action. The book The Narco Women, Loving in Hell by Anabel Hernandez looks into the world of high-priced escort services with TV stars, romantic relations between drug lords and TV actresses, and other scandals. The book, the second of its kind, follows Hernandez's first book on the topic, which sparked outrage and controversy in Mexico in 2021. In that book, one of the main scandals centered around 1996 Miss Universe Alicia Machado and her love affair with convicted drug lord José Gerardo El Indio Álvarez Vázquez. A second scandal centered around the late drug lord Arturo El Barbas Beltrán Leyva and his affairs with the famed musician Ninel Conde and the TV starlet Galilea Montijo. Gift and salaries. The new book is largely centered around interviews with a woman known only as Celeste, who is described as a longtime lover of Beltrán Leyva. She was forced to flee to the United States after Beltrán Leyva's death in 2009 and became a protected witness. Celeste, who is also quoted in the first book, claimed that her participation is based on the anger that she felt after seeing several famous individuals in Mexico deny having even met Beltrán Leyva after his death. The new book names not only Galilea Montijo and Ninel Conde but also the comedians Carla Luna and Carla Panini, the soap opera stars Patty Navidad and Betty Monroe, and models Mariana Rios and Doris Marr. According to Hernandez's book, each of them collected between $20,000 to $50,000 to have sex with a drug lord. One of the main figures in the books is Galilea Montijo, one of the hosts of the daily morning show Hoy. She allegedly serviced the drug lord for over 2 years, traveling with him to his various homes all over Mexico, and received numerous luxurious gifts, including condos in the U.S. and in Mexico, according to the book. The book claims that Montijo was considered the drug lord's main girl and received $200,000 a month as a girlfriend's stipend. This allegedly caused some dissent among his bodyguards, who received a monthly salary of $5,000. Montijo has since been linked to former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and former soccer player turned politician Cuauhtémoc Blanco. In the case of Ninel Conde, Beltrán Leyva allegedly paid her more than $300,000 for several dates and showered her with gifts, including two luxury cars, the author claims. Escort services. The book revealed that Celeste, along with a socialite named Violeta Vizcarra, ran an upscale spa in Mexico City, not far from the Televisa studios. They use the spa to recruit models and actresses to introduce them to drug lords. Vizcarra continues to be a socialite in Mexico, and various news outlets claim she is a close friend of José Ramón López, the son of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. One of the controversies that the new book brought back to light is the alleged existence of a catalog made up of Televisa actresses and actors. That VIP catalog reportedly lists the prices to enjoy the company of many of Televisa's famous actors and actresses. The price for their services goes as high as $700,000 for a 5-hour event, the book states. According to the book, Mexican actress and singer Patty Navidad was in that catalog and had also been recruited by Vizcarra to serenade Beltrán Leyva for $30,000. During the party, Navidad refused to sleep with the drug lord even after he offered a Mercedes-Benz sedan and other money offers. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Patricia Navidad, at @PatriciaNavidad_official. In subsequent interviews, Navidad admitted that she did sing for the drug lord, but there were inconsistencies with how the book describes the events. She claimed she was tricked into the performance and did not sleep with him. Ninel Conde and Galilea Montijo publicly claimed that they would be suing Hernandez for defamation. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Dharmath Hernandez from Baja California.